We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show is brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. Here's your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome again to the Roy Williams Show. Excited to be with you. My name is Jones Angel, along with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. We'll be here for the next hour talking Carolina basketball. Also during this hour, you'll hear a conversation. Adam Lucas and I had a chance to catch up with Carolina freshman Walker Kessler. Think you're really going to enjoy getting to know Walker a little bit. A really fun personality for him. So you'll hear some of that as well as we move through the show. Coach, great to be with you again. And a bit of a mixed bag since we last met. Tar Heels 1-1, two close games, fell in Atlanta to Georgia Tech by 5, but bounced back with a 1-point victory over Notre Dame in the Smith Center. Your thoughts on the past week for your team?
Well, it's, as you said, a mixed week, but as coaches, you remember the losses so much more. They hang with you so much longer, and oh yeah, we did win one game, well, we'll play next kind of attitude that what coaches have. But it was, I thought that early in the game at Georgia Tech, I thought we did some good things. We were still, you know, making mistakes that you would expect a team to be making as young as we are. But we were still hanging in there, and then all of a sudden we have an 8-point lead and give up two big threes, just miss defensive assignments completely, and then we miss an easy one, and they miss another easy one, and all of a sudden they make another one, and then it's a real big-time basketball game. We think we got it out of bounds with less than a half minute to play. I can't remember. I think it's 27 right, or something like that. And think it's our ball and think we'll have a chance to tie it, and all of a sudden they have to go in to review it because they had signaled it was our ball, and then they went and review it, and evidently it was completely confusing to me, but that's not the word they used with him. It was compelling enough to get them to change, and then all of a sudden it's their ball, and then it's a much more difficult situation, and they made a couple of free throws, and we didn't make a basket.
Coach, let me go to the Notre Dame game. It wasn't announced, and I know obviously you were talking about it and knew it might happen, but it wasn't announced until 5 o'clock on Thursday evening that it was going to be played Saturday at 4. When it's happening that close to game time, do you even have a choice whether or not you play that game, or was that a, hey, coach, this is the game that's coming up?
Well, no, they handled it very, very well in the ACC office. They did a nice job. Go back several days when Duke in Pittsburgh was canceled because of something in Pittsburgh's program. We thought at that point that, well, it'd be interesting if they don't play Notre Dame on Saturday, and we've already had Syracuse, maybe we could play. And then it came out and said, no, they're playing – Notre Dame on Saturday. So we stopped thinking about it. And so I was up in the mountains, and I get this call on, as you say, on Thursday at about 3 o'clock. And in the next hour, really the next 30 minutes, we got it done. Because Clint called me and said the ACC wanted to see if I would be interested. I said yes, and I called my staff. They were here grading tape. I needed to be up in the mountains with Wanda. And so I talked to them for 3 or 4 minutes, and I've got Mike's number. So I called Mike, and first thing he said, I'm willing to come. We got a plane that's going to take it to Pittsburgh. We'll get it to bring us to Chapel Hill. And I said, well, Mike, I'm willing to play also. Let's just see, make sure we're not anybody having an advantage or disadvantage. I said, we played on the road Wednesday night, and you played at home, but by you coming to our place, you'll be on the road and we'll be at home, so there's no really distinct advantage, disadvantage there. I said, I can't think of anything, but tell me what you're thinking. He said, I don't think of anything either. I think we should try to play as many games as we can play, and I said, I agree. And so he asked about would we be willing to come back and play there on the 30th when we were supposed to come and play up there, and I said, well, I don't know what's going to happen with the Syracuse game, so yes, I would be willing to, but let's wait and see what unfolds. And he said, well, let's just go ahead and schedule this game and play. And I said, fine. And so that's about how long it took. It really did. And so I got back on the phone and called Clint, told him to call Bubba. I called Paul Brazo, and we talked about trying to figure out what time to play the game. I wanted to have the game over so I could watch the bowl game, but I knew I was going to be driving to the mountains anyway. And so it's we got the 4 o'clock slot for us, and it was all done within 2 hours. But in my mind, it was done within about 20 minutes.
That's wild. What a totally different in so many ways. But
college basketball, it's college athletics. It's 2020, and I'm glad it's over with.
Isn't that right? Coach Howe, I mean, we had a similar discussion with the Kentucky game a few weeks ago, but when you find out you're playing somebody 48 hours beforehand, how much work can you do to actually get ready for that particular opponent?
Well, that's the thing, and I talked to Michael. I said, Michael, we're not practicing today, and I know you're getting ready to go to practice. It's going to be hard for you to throw a North Carolina game plan in there. And he said, yeah, really. And so we didn't even practice on that Thursday, and then we had one practice before Notre Dame. And they got together on Thursday and practiced, but it wasn't a regular day that they would have had a lot more information on us. And so it is. It's the world we live in right now. Both of us got there. And of course, I like the fact that we played the game more than Michael does because we won the game. But I don't think playing it when we played it was much of a factor in the game.
Coach, as far as the game itself, rebounds a huge part in this game. Carolina out-rebounded Notre Dame 48-27. It was 21-3 on the offensive glass, 18-4 in second chance points. And a game where you didn't shoot the ball particularly well, but really dominated on the glass.
Well, we didn't shoot the ball well at all. We missed a lot of shots inside the second lane, not the three-point line, but inside the second lane. But a lot of those we got put back in ourselves. But, no, I thought that, again, you've heard this, and you'll probably hear it all year long, we felt like we had an advantage inside with our four-post play. Players. They had an advantage with their ability to shoot the three-point shot, and which one's going to be the most dominating until Leakey's drive, the three-point shot was more dominating than inside play.
Dayron Sharpe, coach, a really big game for him. 19 of his 25 points came in at the second half and really made an impact on the offensive glass.
He was just so overwhelming with his force, and he plays that way a lot of times in practice. He may get a shot and miss it and get it and miss it and get it. But it's not like Moses Malone. Moses used to miss some just to help his rebound totals. Everybody teased him, well, that's the reason your shooting percentage is going down. But it's not that by any means, and I'm being very facetious about Moses, who was a great player, great man too. But I do think that a lot of times he's playing against guys that are about his size, and he's never done that in his life, and so it's a little bit more difficult for him. Garrison's shooting percentage is lower this year because of the attention that he's gotten, and until Saturday's game, Armando's shooting percentage has been off the charts, and he has simplified the kind of shots that he's trying to shoot. But Dayron was really something else. I bet he stole the ball to half court, dribbles down, and makes it. One time RJ took a shot. The ball had already left RJ's hands, and Dayron was at the top of the key outside the three-point line and still got to the board and put it back in.
Wow. Coach, and we'll talk – or you talked a little bit about this, about the end of the Georgia Tech game. The Tar Heels have not had the record they want in close games here the last year and a half. Gosh, it was nice to see one just go the Tar Heels' way at the end.
Yeah, we've had a really good record in close games, you know, up until last year. And then last year we were 0-6. And – The Georgia Tech game was not a one-possession game. It would have been if it had been our ball with the I believe it was close to 27-7, something like that. Last year this other team had a shot to win the game six times and made all six. And I told you the story before my first year here as an assistant to Coach Smith. We had five games where the other team had the last shot to win the game, and they missed all five. And so they broke even after last year's 0-for-6. But Leakey made a nice drive, and then we got a good defensive possession, too, trying to keep the ball away from Hub, getting it down the court.
Carolina gets the one-point win over Notre Dame. First ACC win of the season for the Tar Heels. Carolina back in action tomorrow night on the road again. The Tar Heels, it'll be the eighth time out of their 11 games they've played away from Chapel Hill. They'll be down in Miami to see the Hurricanes. We'll preview that matchup a little bit later. Talk a little bit more about the team, though, when we come back. Plus, we're going to answer some of your questions for the head coach of the Heels as well. It is the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Evora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Evora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
This is Jones Angel, voice of the Tar Heels. As a parent, I know nothing is more important than the safety of our children. More than 22% of all teen-involved crashes per year in North Carolina are the result of distracted driving. Help protect our teenage drivers by ensuring they practice safe driving habits and avoid distracted driving. Always encourage your teens to put down the phone while driving and lead by example. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize...
No.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. We have so much more to do with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams, coming up in just a moment. Plus, as I mentioned, going to talk to Walker Kessler. Think you'll really enjoy that interview. Preview the upcoming matchup Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, Carolina and Miami, and a lot more. But a reminder that Food Lion is the proud sponsor of the Score to Give More campaign. And for every free throw the Tar Heels make this season, Food Lion Feeds will donate 100 meals to a local area food bank that helps our neighbors in need this winter. Score to Give More is presented by Food Lion, the official grocer of the ACC. All right, let's get back to my conversation with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams.
A 1-1 week
for the Tar Heels this past week. We talked about the win over Notre Dame, a little bit about that 72-67 Georgia Tech victory as well in Atlanta. Going to chat a little bit more about the Tar Heels here with the head coach of the Heels, Roy Williams. Coming up, we'll answer some of your questions, plus preview the matchup with Miami as well. Coach Kerwin Walton got the start in both your games last week and responded pretty well. He's shooting the basketball 7 of 12 from 3 in the two games. Had some big ones in the second half against Georgia Tech during a run that both teams were shooting the ball well from the perimeter.
And Jones, you're just finally showing that you're human because you said the 72-67 win against Georgia Tech.
I was hoping.
And we put that in the record book there. But no, I think that Kerwin, we knew that he was really a good shooter. He's got a little funky spin on his ball, but he shoots so much, works on his shot so much, has so much time to work on his shooting form that he's perfected that way to shoot it. And everyone doesn't shoot it exactly the right way. Everyone doesn't shoot it the simplest way. I've always said that Michael Jordan had the perfect shot. He put it slightly over the right of his head. It never varied. His arm goes up. You have a good follow through, and that's it. But some guys have really difficult, different forms. Best shooter I've ever coached was Terry Brown at Kansas, and he put it way back behind his head. But at the end, he had great follow-through, and that's what Kerwin does at the end. He has great follow-through with his right hand. He does work on it exceptionally hard. But what he's done is he's gotten better defensively, and that enabled us to put him in the game more and more. And three out of our last four games, he's really shot a good percentage from three, and we really need him to continue doing that. And Caleb's really shoots it well in practice, and Caleb, I think, will do it in the game. RJ can shoot it well in practice. I think he's going to do it in the game. Andrew has shot it better in practice than he does in the game. We just need some guys to get the ball to going a little bit more for him during the games.
Coach, you made a starting lineup change before Georgia Tech, which got a lot of attention, but you have long said the starting lineup not as big a deal about compared to who's in there when it matters at the end of the game or in crunch time, and that a lot of guys are going to get opportunities.
Well, it is what you just said, but it's also is who do you want in the lineup at that specific time? I mean, you look at the guys at Georgia Tech that played the most minutes. Those three guys that played the most minutes were Leakey, Garrison, and Caleb, and that's the three guys I took out of the starting lineup. But they played the most minutes. And then yet at the end of the game on Saturday, we took Kerwin out and got Andrew in because that's who we wanted at that specific time. But you should look at minutes played, whether they start. It was probably a bigger thing to people outside, definitely, than it was to me. And I think it was bigger to the people outside than it was the guys on our team as well.
Coach, turnovers have been a story this year. 18 of them, costly against Georgia Tech, got a lot better against Notre Dame, a little slower pace, but a lot better against Notre Dame, only turned it over 8 times.
Yeah, and, you know, it's the defense that Georgia Tech plays, they change defenses all the time, but it's very similar. They're matching up with you, they're playing zone, they're playing man, but we didn't handle that very well. We challenged the team last week before we got in the Notre Dame game. We've got to take better care of it, and that's been a focus for a long time. If you had to pick one thing that we've worked on more offensively, it's stop turning the ball over. And, you know, it's something that really has been harmful to us this year.
Coach, last thing before we take a break. In the Georgia Tech game, odd stat, but it's been an odd year in this regard. 7 for 7 at the free throw line in the first half, but then 2 of 7 in the second half. And it has been a streaky year like that. It seems like sometimes you guys are shooting great from the line, and then there'll be stretches where they aren't going in.
Well, the easiest way to describe it, we're playing a lot of freshmen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the easiest way. I mean, their emotions during the course when they go to the free throw line is extremely important. But, yeah, I mean, it's a 5-point loss, and we missed 5 free throws in the second half, and that's not the only thing by any means.
Sure.
But, no, we're not as consistent on the basis every day of shooting the ball in the goal from the free throw line.
All right, we're going to take a timeout, come back. We have a lot more to do with Coach. We're going to get to some of your questions for Coach Williams, plus we'll preview the matchup coming up tomorrow night against Miami as well. Still a lot to do here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Texting while driving takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. That's like driving the length of a basketball court 3 times with your eyes closed. Research shows you are 3 times more likely to get into an accident when distracted by a cell phone. Trusted Choice independent insurance agents urge you and your families to put down your phone. Every day in the U.S., more than 9 people are killed and 1,000 injured in crashes involving a distracted driver. Let's have a hands-free NC. Brought to you by Trusted Choice independent insurance agents of North Carolina. Learn more at trustedchoice.com/goheels.
Hey, Harris Teeter shoppers. It's easy to save on fuel with Harris Teeter's new Fuel Points program. Just use your Vic card every time you shop, and you'll earn 1 fuel point for every dollar you spend on participating items. For every 100 fuel points you earn, you can save 10 cents per gallon on fuel purchases at any Harris Teeter fuel center and participating BP or Amoco location. The more fuel points you earn, the more you can save. Up to $1 per gallon. Terms and conditions apply. Visit harristeeter.com to learn more.
My Harris Teeter.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
We're open for business, but we're all in this. It takes each one of us, so your help would be a plus. Traveling, shopping, ordering a panini. Well, you can count on me, MC. Keep your distance, wash your hands. It takes a face covering, as we're all discovering. We're all in this together like a potpourri. Well, you can count on me, MC.
Visit countonmenc.org.
Back here on the Roy Williams Show, my name is Jones Angel, along with the Hall of Fame head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. Thanks so much for being with us on his show. Having to do it a little differently this year, recording during the day on Monday and then bringing it to you Monday evenings. We'd love to be back at Top of the Hill with our great Tar Heel fans. Hopefully we are back there next season. So, Coach, this year we are getting to our top three questions presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's. Wear, wait, and wash, and resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. And you can ask questions for Coach throughout the week. You can send it via Twitter, at Jones Angel. That's my Twitter feed. There's two L's at the end. Or send an email to asktheheels@gmail.com. All right, let's get to the top three questions of the week presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Good one from Kent. Coach Kent Barlow sent this one in. Wanted to know your thoughts on the evolution of traditional player positions, particularly with big men guarding the perimeter, shooting threes, becoming more commonplace, particularly in the professional level. It seems like to Kent that every decent high school player wants to be a point forward or a stretch four type of player, and sometimes playing inside is seen as a negative. What are your thoughts on those?
Well, there's no question the game has changed, and it'll continue to change whether we like it or not. Personally, I don't like all the stuff. I think you should have a way that you like to play and fits your personnel and play that way. I'll never forget a couple of things. In 17, we win the national championship game, but the press conference the day between the games, semifinals and finals, Mark Few said, doesn't it feel good to play against a team that's got two post players? Because he did, and we did. And he said, this is the first time we've played it all year long. And I said, we haven't played against it very much. But it must have worked that year because both teams were in the Final Four and we won the championship. But Tom Izzo, I was visiting with Tom last week, and he said everybody wants to move once to the left. Every five wants to be a four, four wants to be three, three wants to be two, two wants to be one, and one wants to be the coach. And it is something that I think it's the way the game is, and it goes from the NBA, and everybody thinks that your center who's 7'11" should be able to shoot threes more than he should be able to dunk the ball, which I personally think make him be the best player he can possibly be, and then the coach and the style of play should adjust to the players.
Coach, a question from Emery Ashley. Emery sent this one in and wants to know, have you seen your ball movement change off the ball, so your player movement off the ball, does that get changed depending on the defense that is being played against you? And are you pleased with the off the ball movement thus far offensively?
It shouldn't change that dramatically, but it does whether it's zone or man, and if it's a strict, solid 2-3 zone compared to this kind of zone that Georgia Tech plays, for example. But it should change a little. But the biggest thing it shouldn't change is you shouldn't have guys standing still. You should have more movement regardless of what the defense is. And that's something with a younger team that we're having a more difficult time getting our guys to understand. Move yourself, move the ball intelligently. And if you do that, it helps our offense.
Have you been pleased with that movement off the ball?
No. If you hear me during a game, I'm yelling run more than anything, and move would be second most.
All right, third question of our top three here presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield comes from Scott Griggs. Wants to know, are your grandkids, do they love going to the mountains or the beach, or is it just wherever the grandparents are?
Well, I wish it was just where the grandparents are. That's the way it is with me. If you tell me my grandchildren are going to be with me, it doesn't make any difference whether it's at the mountains or the beach. But in the summertime, they do love going to the beach. But Christmas time, they enjoy being in the mountains as well. And it really is. They're such level-headed kids and enjoy people and enjoy the fun that they could have in both places. And so we feel very privileged to be able to have both places they can go to.
You just had a grandbaby birthday recently, didn't you?
Yeah, little Kenzie was born August 2nd a year ago, so my birthday is August 1st, hers is August 2nd, so she's about 16 months old right now, getting close to that. But then Kaysen was born September 30th, so we had that for him a little bit as well. But it's a fun time when those kids are around. And Jones, we had everybody there for about 24 hours at Christmas. I still wore my mask with them.
Yeah.
When I'm in the house with them, rolling around on the floor with them, I still have my mask on, and we're trying to do everything we can to be the best example we can be and also be safe as you can possibly be.
Absolutely. And three questions. Thank you for those questions. We have some more to get to with Coach in a bit, but those three brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina, reminding you to practice your three W's, wear, wait, and wash, and resolve to keep North Carolina healthy. Coach, before we take this break, after this break, folks are going to hear some of an interview Adam Lucas and I were able to conduct with Walker Kessler, and gosh, we enjoyed our time with Walker. Just a fun young guy and a basketball player that clearly has a very high ceiling as well.
Oh, his ceiling is off the charts. I'm telling you, he's going to be a big time player. His biggest problem is that he cares so much.
Yeah.
It's one mistake bothering him to the next play and the next play and the next play. But he's going to be a tremendous player. We're going to be able to watch him play in the NBA for a long time. I hope we win a lot of basketball games between now and then. But just a kid that I love to death. It's so much fun to be around. I just got to get him to not be quite as hard on himself as he is right now. But I love a guy who cares, but just a great, great, great kid.
So you'll hear some of that conversation coming up. Plus, we have more with Coach Williams to do as well here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from Grillmaster to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixins, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
Safe, accessible, reliable. Breakthrough Physical Therapy, proud partner of Carolina Athletics, promises that your care will be safe, accessible, and reliable, making sure you're back to your daily activities sooner. Breakthrough has 7 locations throughout the Raleigh-Durham area, as well as several others throughout North and South Carolina. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
Carolina fans, you can still be social and keep a close connection to your fellow Tar Heels simply by contacting the Carolina Club. Conveniently located next to Keenan Stadium, the club is the perfect place to enjoy exceptional dining and unique programs in a safe environment with abundant space for physical distancing. Club members enjoy a full calendar of virtual events designed to connect, entertain, and inform. And you don't have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
We'll be rejoined by Coach Williams in just a little while here on the Roy Williams Show, but wanted to let you listen to some of our conversation with Walker Kessler. This came from an interview Adam Lucas and I conducted as part of the Carolina Insider podcast. Had a lot of fun talking with Walker, and I think you'll really enjoy getting to know him some, both talking about basketball and other stuff as well. We'll get to that in a minute, but a reminder that we're brought to you in part here on the show by Harris Teeter, and Harris Teeter is assisting you with groceries this basketball season. Each week, one winner will receive free groceries for every assist through the Big Four Grocery Assist Sweepstakes. You can visit harristeeter.com and look for the Grocery Assist Sweepstakes section to enter. All right, let's get to our conversation with Walker Kessler here on the Roy Williams Show.
I was talking to somebody earlier today about our guest on today's pod, and they gave him what I thought was a great compliment. They said, I think he might want to win more than anyone else on this year's team, which I thought was a really cool thing to say about a college freshman and our guest, Walker Kessler. So, Walker, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, of course. Appreciate you having me.
Where does that come from?
Honestly, just being the youngest of the two siblings. I've always had a very competitive spirit, just kind of like going with my family, and we've all been competitive. You know, dad played college basketball, brother played college basketball. Sister played college volleyball or sand volleyball. So, you know, like that's just the one thing you can control more than anything, you know, just how much effort you put in. And gosh, I just want to win so bad, and losing against Tech. I mean, I can't stand Tech.
That's right. You got some Georgia lines in your family.
I do. So that was a tough one to lose, but yeah, no, I think that, like I said, that's just the one thing you control is just how much effort. And, you know, and I feel like all the guys on the team want to win. You know, we're just going through some tough times right now, but excited we got the rescheduling against Notre Dame. Holy cow. I mean, that 4 days or 5 days dwelling on that one loss would have been tough. So just ready for the next one.
This is big picture here. How's it going so far? I mean, it has been a weird year for so many reasons. What's it been like?
I mean, there's not really a precedent to tell you.
Right.
It's been weird. It's been really weird. You know, you go to your basketball, do your basketball stuff, you know, stay at the gym, and go to your dorm. That's basically it. So that's been weird. But I definitely think that, like, without the basketball side of it, it would be miserable, you know, just staying. And, like, no wonder students went home. Like,
sure.
I would, too, if I wasn't doing anything else. So it's definitely been bizarre. And I think, like, not having our, you know, pregame, like, scrimmages and all that stuff has hurt us, especially us being kind of a young team. But I definitely think that we're figuring out. And, like, as you can see, I'm not one for moral victories. But the fact that, like, we always, like, you know, we're losing these games because of, like, just easy turnovers that we can fix and all this stuff. Like, once we figure all that out, I think we'll be fine.
What do you think you've learned basketball-wise these last 5 or 6 months?
The first thing I learned is Coach Williams likes to run, which I'm not, you know, not opposed to. I think that's one of the strong suits I have is being able to run. And just, like, you have to respect every opponent you play. it's not like high school where you go against some, like, not to insult high school varsity players, but some, like, schmo that's, like...
Some guys like us.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Walker be warming up and look the other side, like, look at those guys over there.
But, yeah, like, every opponent can have, you know, a breakout game. And I just feel like that's really been the biggest standout to me is just, like, you have to respect every opponent because everyone's at this D1 level. Regardless of what team they're on, they're still on that level being, you know, a competitive player. So,
I know you missed a couple of weeks right before the season got started. How tough was that basketball-wise to try to catch back up after missing some key time there?
That was a difficult time for sure. Yeah, that was tough. There's not really words I can say to kind of explain how tough that was, but just trying to go hard as you can in practice and, you know, get your win back, get, like, your mentality back with all the plays. And because there's definitely, I'm sure y'all could see it, and like in the first couple games where I was, you know, eyes wide looking around, like, where am I supposed to go? So, you know, just figuring that out. And I think that's been kind of the toughest part about coming back, but now I feel pretty confident.
We were talking the other day. I think you might ask more questions in practice than everyone else put together. How do you think that benefits you? Because a lot of times freshmen aren't willing to admit they don't know, or they don't know what they don't know.
Yeah. Funny you mentioned that. Some of my teammates have been talking about that too. And a lot of them are genuine questions because I'm a very, you know, inquisitive person. I want to know. But sometimes I just want a breather. So if I can just ask a question.
Savvy move. Yeah, that's a veteran move.
Yeah. Just ask a question, get a coach talking, you know. Oh, yeah. Got it, coach. Appreciate it. But no, I do. You can ask anyone I know. I've always not really been afraid to ask questions, you know, admit that I'm wrong on something or, well, I won't say that. My siblings say I'm pretty stubborn, which is probably true. But I've always asked questions.
What's a question you've asked in the last couple of weeks that you feel like whatever the answer was kind of gave you a different outlook on things?
It's not so much a different outlook. It's just, why do we do this? Kind of like, you know, why would I switch on this or hedge on this when I've got someone back? And a lot of it's just going back to, like, you got to trust your teammates, especially on the defensive end. And then high school, I was always in a position to just, you know, protect the rim. So whatever you do, just protect the rim. So, you know, getting out on screens and hedging has been a big change. But I love it. And, like, being able to trust your teammates, you know, like, they got your back and I've got theirs. It's a camaraderie thing. And, like, it just makes the team better on the defensive end.
You were talking about your competitiveness earlier. I think we've seen that on the court already in this short amount of time so far this season. How do you kind of toe that line of being fiery and competitive but not getting down on yourself if something goes wrong or something like that?
Right. So, yeah, going back to another thing that my family says about me, I'm pretty hard on myself. I'm sure it's not very hard to see on the court. So it's a fine line, you know. Because you have so much care and you want to do so well. And, you know, usually I'll, you know, give myself a clap or like a slap on the floor or something, just kind of release, you know, that frustration and just move on to the next play. Easier said than done, but that's what I try to do.
Gotcha. So there are a lot of big guys on this team. Yeah. how does having that large number of high quality post guys help you in practice? And then what are the challenges of having that many good big guys on the same team?
I mean, going against the best front court in the nation every day in practice has helped me so much. It's no surprise that I'm not the most physical guy looking at me. But, you know, just putting in effort and trying to figure out ways, like, okay, this guy's stronger than me. What can I do about, like, can I counter this and just stuff like that? I think the challenges are, I wouldn't say they're challenges, but, you know, everyone's just competitive.
Sure.
So we're just, you know, you're going to get bruised, you're going to get elbowed, you know, you're going at it in the post. And but no, I love going against those guys every day. It's a blast. It really is.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that you haven't spent a lot of time on the bench in your life. Have you observed anything this year from the different vantage point of not being on the court for 40 minutes in every game that you feel like is either helping you now or will help you down the road?
Right. I mean, looking at Garrison, Mondo, even Deron, you know, watching them in the game, you can learn so much. You know, it's all about perspective. You know, I could, or a person could sit on the bench and be like, dang, like I'm not playing as much as I should. Like, I'm just going to sit on here and, you know, just pout or be bummed out. But, you know, I try and look at it as a learning experience, you know? I didn't come here to be – I just came here to get better. Like, that was the whole point. So watching them, especially Garrison and Armando, you know, already playing a year and seeing how they move, how they communicate, how they work together has helped me a lot. And it's – man, it's fun being on the bench and just see, like, getting, like, fired up. Like, if Kerwin – like, when Kerwin hit, like, three threes against Kentucky or something like four, gosh, I was so, so fired up. But nah, I enjoy it. I really do. And I think Coach gets a bad rap for, you know, a lot of people complain about substitutions, not on our team, but about outside of the team, stuff like that. But I mean, he's, you know, it's Coach Williams. Like, he has precedent, you know. It's so, but yeah, I just try to make the best of it.
You'll hear some more from Walker. Plus, we have Coach Williams coming up later in the show as well. Here on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless Couture, Blush, and Harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Start with a foundation of toughness, then add exceptional intelligence and dominating power. That's how you build a winner. And that's how Ford builds their lineup of vehicles with features like EcoBoost technology for a winning combination of power and performance. Another reason why Ford is America's best-selling brand 10 years in a row. Leaders aren't born, they're built. And in the Carolinas, they're built for victory. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or contact your Carolina Ford dealer today. Based on 2010 through 2019 calendar year sales.
We're open for business, but we're all in this. It takes each one of us, so your help would be a plus. Traveling, shopping, ordering a panini. Well, you can count on me, MC. Keep your distance, wash your hands. It takes a face covering, as we're all discovering. We're all in this together like a potpourri. Well, you can count on me, MC. Visit countonmenc.org.
From star athletes to super fans, UNC Health is dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds. For you, the latest advancements and our greatest expertise are always in play to deliver personalized care with the utmost compassion. It's the kind of care that keeps champions like you and your family in the game when it matters the most. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit Dewey's.com today.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. You're going to hear a little bit more of our conversation with Walker Kessler from the Carolina Insider podcast, which, by the way, is available anywhere that you get your podcast. A normal week, we have two shows on Tuesday and Friday. Also have a video streaming show that comes out on Thursday, which you can find on Twitter and Facebook. Before we get back to our conversation with Walker, a reminder to help keep the season merry and bright. That's a message from Count On Me NC. Help keep this virus at bay with a pledge to keep your distance. Wash your hands often and wear a face covering. Go to countonmenc.org to learn more. All right, more with Walker Kessler. Do dudes try and dunk on you all the time because you're so tall?
All the time.
all the time. I would think that have to get annoying. I mean, because sometimes everybody gets dunked on sometimes.
For sure.
I would think that would get annoying at some point.
It does, but, you know, it's if you're paying attention, it's a free block. I mean, it's tough to get over me.
Sure.
It just is. Not saying like, I have been dunked. I've been badly posterized before. Like, I'm not afraid to admit that. But, you know, like, one for every 50, 20 probably, more like.
You can live with that.
Right, yeah, I can live with that. So it is annoying, but, you know, it's also, I like it because kind of pads my stats a little bit. So.
Well, what about on the other end? Do you still get joy out of dunking?
Not really, not anymore. Like, it's like in a game, yes, but like in practice, it's just kind of like, you know, little like 12-inch jump, a little like rim grazer. Just kind of like, oh well.
Can you touch the rim without jumping?
No, I cannot.
Got to be close though.
Maybe like 7 inches, 8 inches, something like that. I think I can grab a 9-foot rim, like grab.
Right.
So I don't know. I can touch the backboard pad, like if I really like, you know, get a little sublex.
Yeah, oh yeah, just kind of loosen up a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, exactly.
If you're at yoga that morning,
right,
you can get it
right.
Going.
Oh, big yoga. No, not big yoga.
So, I mean, just from a student athlete perspective, mm-hmm. do you feel cheated a little bit with the experience, not because of care, just with COVID?
I mean,
like not having other students on campus and not being able to play in front of sold out arenas, both at home and on the road. Have you taken a second to go, that part of it really stinks?
Yeah, more than a second. It does stink, but kind of like what I was saying earlier, like it helps knowing that everyone else is going through it too. But I try not to dwell on it too much, just because you can really put yourself in a, you know, this kind of depressed state just thinking about like all the bad things that are going on.
Yeah.
So kind of just get past it.
You talked about Coach Williams earlier. He always says, "I am not of your generation."
Oh yeah, all the time.
So how is it then that he is able to connect with those of your generation year after year after year? Like, what is it that he does that makes it work?
I think it's just age, just like wisdom. I mean, it's kind of naive, but you know, he's done it so many times. Like he's adapted. He knows how to. And there's some things he doesn't understand. Like he
like
he,
what.
For one, he always talks about, like, I'll never understand why you're all on your phones all the time. If I wasn't, like, if I could make my mind up or something like that, like, none of y'all would have phones. So things like that, which I get. Like, I understand that. It's just a kind of generational, you know, gap there. But I think he does an outstanding job being able to, you know, relate to us.
Where do you want to continue to get better right now? Kind of where do you feel like you are with your game at the moment? And where do you feel like things can get better for you individually here in the near future?
Right. So the big thing that I want to improve on is kind of half-court defense, you know, being able to switch on a screen, guard a guard for that, you know, 5 seconds. I think that's really a big thing now in the NBA. Like, they're switching off every screens. So being able to cover a guard, at least for that, you know, limited time, I think is huge. I think that I need to learn how to – I'm a very fiery person. Sometimes I'm too fired up. So I'll kind of be overwhelmed, you know, a lot of adrenaline going, a little out of breath, a couple of trips down. I kind of have to balance out being aggressive and, you know, still not sacrificing, like, all the work I've done, like, on the skill-based. And I definitely think that – the physicality of it, like I said, like I think I need to mature a little bit. And I think that'll be a huge, huge step.
I'm always amazed at how players have a much better perspective on kind of the length of the season and how mm-hmm. every one game is not the end of the world.
Right.
They have a much better perspective than fans do.
Right.
Carolina fans especially can freak out from time to time when things don't go well.
For sure.
What advice would you give them about how to see Carolina basketball in the season differently that might help them, might help their mental health?
Right. I mean, obviously, it's no, or not surprise, no question that we're going through a tough time right now. But we're not giving up. You know, every game we're fighting, every game we're fighting to the last minute. And like I said, it's just silly, you know, early mistakes. Like once those get fix, like, there's no telling.
When we return, Roy Williams will rejoin us. We'll answer a few more questions from you, and then also look ahead to the upcoming matchup with Miami. That's down in Coral Gables tomorrow night. Tip-off for that one is 8 o'clock, and we'll be on the air with our pregame show on the Tar Heel Sports Network starting at 7 p.m. More with Coach Williams after this break. It's the Roy Williams Show from Learfield, IMG College.
Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's all about you. Elora Bridal offers unique collections with more than 300 styles, which are as unique as you are. Visit Reed's Jewelers to try on diamond rings from their timeless couture, blush, and harmony collections. Or you can custom build your own ring from their design collection. Elora Bridal from Reed's Jewelers. It's your style and your choice. Reed's Jewelers, official partner of the Tar Heels.
Do you have chronic or persistent pain due to increased stress from big life changes? Great news! There's hope without the use of pills or surgery. The experts at Breakthrough Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results, often within a few visits. Contact Breakthrough, Carolina's choice for keeping you in the game of life today. Breakthrough-PT.com.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is part of our winning team by making sure the hardwood is clean and safe for the players every game at the Smith Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Their mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see their whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, the official hardwood floor care provider of Carolina Athletics.
This season, there's one thing I'm looking forward to. Yeah, that and the great game day food. We can still celebrate big because I shop at Food Lion, like topping my sliders with bacon and cheese, adding a twist to my guac with roasted tomatoes, turning up the heat on my hot wings with jalapeno poppers on the side, and I'll pick up some treats in the bakery.
Food Lion's got the fun and affordable food you need to keep your game day spirit high, because this is our home, and that's our Food Lion.
149 countries, all 50 states, 8,106 U.S. cities. We are fans. We are family. We are the people of this place. We are 342,000 UNC alumni. We're the UNC General Alumni Association, serving Carolina and our students, past, present, and future. Learn more at alumni.unc.edu. Where it's always a great day to be a Tar Heel.
Carolina fans, you can still be social and keep a close connection to your fellow Tar Heels simply by contacting the Carolina Club. Conveniently located next to Kenan Stadium, the club is the perfect place to enjoy exceptional dining and unique programs in a safe environment with abundant space for physical distancing. Club members enjoy a full calendar of virtual events designed to connect, entertain, and inform. And you don't have to be a UNC alum. Everyone is welcome at the Carolina Club. Visit carolina-club.com to request membership information and schedule a visit to the Carolina Club.
Welcome back to the Roy Williams Show. Hope you enjoyed our conversation with Walker Kessler. Really had fun talking to Walker and certainly enjoying watching him continuing to progress on the court for the Tar Heels as he moves through his freshman campaign. All right, let's get to some more of my conversation with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Roy Williams. It's brought to you by Cruisers, your fast and friendly local convenience store. Cruisers, let's go. And let's go back to that conversation with Coach Williams here on the Roy Williams Show. Appreciate your time here on the Roy Williams Show. We're going to have a few more segments here with Coach this evening, and we'll start with Kyle Franklin. Kyle says, as Carolina fans, we have a broad understanding that the way that the Carolina program is run might be unique and different from other successful college basketball programs. He was wondering if you could give some examples of the points of emphasis that you feel like makes Carolina unique that maybe the fans don't necessarily see.
Oh, Jones, I hope there's several of them. There's no question, but some of those other coaches and other schools, they want their program to be different as well. But, one thing, every time nowadays you don't even hardly have one, but every time I'd get a media guide, I would always open the media guide, and at North Carolina, you have the introductory couple of pages, and you have the players' bios, and then you have the coaches and other
right.
And in a lot of programs, you open it up, and it's the coaches come first, and that's not the way it is at North Carolina. It's a program about the players. And, again, every program is different in a lot of different ways, and we have a great deal of similarities with other programs as well. But I do believe here it's about the total picture of the young man as a basketball player when he's on and off the court, his private life, what you can do to help him in those scenarios, and that you're going to care about him for the rest of his life. I mean, those are the things that are more important to me. Not in the moment, because in the moment winning the game is important. But in the moment, once that moment is passed, it's about you got to care about your kids for the rest of their lives.
Coach, last one or last question that we'll do for this week comes from Brian. Brian wants to know, how many times have you had the COVID test, and does it ever get any easier to take?
Well, there are different tests out there. Some of them are different. Some of them higher level of yeah. difficulty, some of them lower level, depending on which person is administering the test. And, oh, my gosh, our guys have been tested, and me too. I mean, everybody's been tested 7,500 times. I mean, it's a great deal of time and expense, but necessary if we do want to have college basketball.
I think I got one the other day where I had to take a minute after it was over and just catch my breath there.
Some of those.
All right, well, we're going to catch our breath here on the show as well. Take a timeout, come back, and wrap things up. We're going to preview the matchup with Miami coming up Tuesday night down in Coral Gables. That's when we return to finish things up with Coach Williams on the Roy Williams Show from Learfield IMG College.
It's bow time.
So it's game time, and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea.
It's bow time.
It's fall, and that means the competition is on for the best tailgate at home. Let Cruiser stock all your food and beverages for your next home gate, garage gate, yard gate, heck, even a balcony gate. Cruiser's is your quick one-stop shop for cold beer and drinks, hot food, fresh grab-and-go items, and game-time snacks. Show us how you home gate with Cruiser's. Share a pic on Cruiser's Facebook page, and one legendary home gator will win a $50 Exxon gas card. Cruiser's, let's go.
As North Carolina goes back to school and to work, let Janie King Professionals ensure your facility is properly cleaned and disinfected for your employees, students, and customers. Our fogging and electrostatic disinfection services use EPA-approved disinfectants that mitigate pathogens at the cellular level and are safe in all applications. For schools, food services, hospitals, and office buildings, call Janie King at 919-852-1555 or go to JanieKingRDU.com.
Hey, all you Carolina fans, Nationwide agents are just like you. They support the Tar Heels, too. They are also proud to live in the Triangle, where they help families like yours with auto, home, business, farm, and life. Don't drop the ball. Get the professional coaching you need to win at life. Give Pete Seagroves in Chapel Hill a call at 919-942-8733 or Terry Nobles in Raleigh a call at 919-833-3803 and go Tar Heels. Nationwide is on your side.
Send fresh North Carolina baked goods to the ones you love, no matter where they are. Dewey's Bakery has been baking scrumptious Moravian cookie thins, sugar cake, cheese straws, and other treats in Winston-Salem since 1930. Visit Dewey's.com to order heartwarming Southern gifts shipped across the U.S., straight from Dewey's Ovens to your family and friends. Plus, get free shipping on orders of $49.99 and up. Visit Dewey's.com today.
Carolina is yet again away from Chapel Hill. Mentioned this earlier, but the 8th time in 11 games that Carolina will be playing somewhere other than the Smith Center. It will be in Coral Gables against Miami. And Coach, Hurricanes 4-4, but gosh, just about every game has been really close. They've been battling a bunch of injuries, and that includes their terrific veteran guard, Chris Likes. He's only played in 2 of their 8 games so far.
Well, it has been a very difficult year for Jimmy with his club, with the injuries and not knowing from week to week who you're going to have. The ACC is a tough league.
Yep.
to go out and play if you don't have your full complement of players. And it's something, because Likes has been a real struggle for us to guard every time we played. And he's played well. Some of the games he's played well, we've still been able to win. But his loss has been significant. Wardenburg, who was probably their best defensive guy, has not played for them. But in ACC, the other coaches, they like you, but they don't feel sorry for you.
Coach, another perimeter-dominated team. They've got a lot of guards that will try to penetrate.
Yeah, they'll try to take it to the basket as much as they possibly can to attack you that way. They still shoot some threes, but not like Notre Dame, for example, because they're going to try to take the ball at you, spread the floor, and drive you to the basket. And it's you've got to look at one game ahead and don't worry about anything after that. Just got to play that next game, and that's tomorrow night.
Carolina and Miami coming up Tuesday night in Coral Gables. Coach, as always, thank you for your time. Great to see you, and I look forward to talking with you next week.
All right, Jones, thank you very much. And I've gotten a lot of people have sent condolences to me because of passing Wanda's dad last Wednesday, and just realized that you lost your father-in-law last Friday, I think it was. And it's a difficult time situation you're in. I know what you're going through. Your father-in-law was 83. Granddaddy was 96, would have been 97 next month. But it's been nice to hear the respect and feelings from our Carolina people out there, and want you to know you have our thoughts and prayers as well.
Thank you, Coach, and thank you for joining us this week on The Roy Williams Show.
You've been listening to The Roy Williams Show on the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Tonight's show has been brought to you by Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents of North Carolina, who want you to stay safe behind the wheel. Let's have a hands-free NC. Ford is built to fit your lifestyle. Check out the great offers on the vehicles that'll help you win the day at buyfordnow.com. Contact your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. UNC Health, proud sponsor of Carolina Athletics. And by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.